The Egyptians worshipped them. T.S. Eliot captured them in verse. And, well, I've got Leona, a small Cockney street cat with her own dedicated fan base. I'm Scott Simon. I'd like to introduce you to NPR Driveway Moments, Cat Tales, a collection of stories that shed light on our fascination with these mysterious creatures. You'll meet Ryder, the adventurous cat that traveled across the country in a bike basket. Hamish, the rather confused tomcat that fell in love with a St. Bernard. Pierre, the cat with presidential pluck. You'll even meet humans, self-avowed cat people, sneezers, doubters, scientists, entrepreneurs, and followers of the feline faith. Our first story aired in 2004. My wife and I had just brought our daughter Elise, who's adopted, home from China. Several listeners wrote to ask us how everything was going, and specifically they wondered how our cat Leona and Elise were getting along. No doubt about it, we were worried that our cat Leona would react with what can only be called sibling rivalry. She had every reason to feel that she was the dearest little being in the world to us, if not exactly our baby. Leona slept next to our hearts. We carried her in our arms. She'd been abandoned in a basement apartment on 25th Street by three interns from the British consulate, and so we bedecked the space around her food bowl with the Union Jack, Manchester United pennants, and pictures of Dave Beckham, Queen Elizabeth, and Tony Blair. On someone's advice, we put up our daughter's crib and changing table before we brought her back home so Leona could get used to their presence. She began to frolic in the crib and nap on the changing mat, so we had a new worry that when we brought home our baby, Leona would consider her all the more an intruder. But against all prediction, Leona has received our daughter, Elise, with sisterly, sometimes even maternal, affection. She licks her head.